Hello, everyone. It is Frances Rodriguez, your host on Mindset, Money, and More. Listen, this podcast was created for you if you're craving mindset, aka brainwork, some real and raw money discussions, encouragement, and empowerment when it comes to total increase in every area of your life. One thing that I've learned over time by studying, following, and implementing tips, strategies, and mindset work that I've learned from top leaders and individuals all around the world is that it really all starts with mindset. The other thing that I learned is that I must be following those who have created the lifestyle that I desire and then some. Now, I want you to know that no matter what your life looks like currently, you can accomplish anything you're willing to work for. So my friend, if you're ready to do the work, I'm ready to help. Let's go. Wow, you guys, I am so honored and grateful to be here with you on episode 5 of this podcast, Mindset, Money, and More. Listen, April was really a month of resetting. The spring is always an amazing time to really reflect so that you can be going in the direction of the desired goals that you have. And ultimately, the goal of this podcast is to give you everything you came here for. And so I want to thank you guys first and foremost for coming back for yet another episode, but also for leaving that feedback, because ultimately that feedback is what's going to help give you the desired content that you really want to come here for and come back to listen for so that you can apply these things to your everyday life, et cetera, et cetera. So listen, guys. So one of the biggest pieces of feedback was we want some more mindset. We want to come here and be able to grow our mind. And the truth is that is ultimately the foundation of anything that you're going to do. So I'm super grateful, super excited to be here with you. Shout out to Anchor Podcast, you guys. This has been the most seamless, most simple platform, if you ask me, to really launch your own podcast. And so before I get into the content for today, I actually want to ask you guys to really leave some feedback for any of you that may be wanting to start a podcast. Is that something that you would like to see? I've been thinking about doing some recorded videos over on my YouTube channel, just kind of walking you guys through the process, because it has actually been really, really simple to launch a podcast through their platform, and it's totally free. So, I mean, if that's something you guys want to see, please let me know below. And I'm more than happy to start a series over on YouTube that you guys can head to if launching a podcast is something that's on your heart. So today we are going to be talking about something that someone that I love to study and to read a lot of his content is Napoleon Hill. But I want to talk about something really important that he emphasizes in a lot of his teachings and studies, and it's choosing to live a healthy lifestyle. And sometimes for some of us, we hear the word health and we assume that it only means your physical. But can we be real? Your health is also what you're listening to, who you're listening to, the things that you are allowing to entertain you. You know, I have a very successful mentor in my life who says it all the time. You have to be very careful because what entertains you is going to train you. And so I want you to think about your health in a very holistic perspective and not just the physical, because the truth is it has so much to do with everything in your life and not just any one thing, if that makes sense. So let's dive in, right? You can ask anyone who's successful, anyone who is constantly working on their personal development, what they do to maintain health. And you'll hear a variety of different things, but I want to go over about 6 things that you will hear that are common for very successful people. And remember, you know, when we think about what is the definition of success, that's going to be different for everyone. The success is defined as the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, right? You can go listen to some of the greats like Earl Nightingale on YouTube if you want. You can pull it up. It's about 35 minutes and he talks through what is the definition of success. And so maybe you're listening to this and you're like, you know, my goal is not to make $1 million. That's okay. Because the truth is success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal to you. So an example would be a teacher who is teaching because that's what he or she desired to do. That's success because it's what they've desired and have wanted to do. And so keep that in mind when you hear me say things like these are, you know, six top things that very successful people are doing to maintain health. Understand that that doesn't mean what you're doing in your life today is not considered success, right? And so I wanted to say that because, you know, sometimes people listen and you assume, well, you know, I'm not making a ton of money, or I'm not, you know, at the top of my corporate company, or I'm not at the top of, you know, a network marketing company that I represent, or whatever the case may be. But remember that success is going to be different for every single one of us. And so, you know, when you really listen to successful people and you really start to ask them, what do they do to work toward a healthy lifestyle every single day? You will start to observe that a lot of them say some of the same things. So let's dive into what some of these are. And you know, my hope is for every single person listening, whether you're here in Indiana or out there in New York or out there in the UK, shout out to our amazing UK family that's been tuning in to this podcast. I'm so very grateful for every single one of you, no matter where you are in the world. But my hope for you is that you take some of this and maybe implement it into your lifestyle or weave things in or enhance things so that you can get to a healthier place in your life. And I don't just mean physical, right? So here we go. Number one is, what time are you rising in the morning and what time are you going to bed at night? Listen, guys, this is one that I have struggled with for a long time. And as I started defining what success really looked like to me, right, Francis, what is your worthy ideal so that you can be progressively realizing? And for me, for a while, I'll be honest with you guys, I didn't know what that really looked like for me. And the issue with that, the issue with me not knowing or not having clarity on where I wanted to go is that I wasn't rising excited. I wasn't, you know, structured and disciplined in my time. And I found myself kind of in like this personal rat race, if you will, kind of figuring out like, why are you sleeping in? Or here's an alternative. Maybe you can relate to this one because I struggle with this and I have to be intentional now to get rest. Okay. I would go to bed really, really late. Right. And sometimes if we're not careful, we can get caught up in the grind, if you will, or, you know, I'm staying up because I got goals and I got things to do. But the truth is your body is designed to need rest. And I don't mean, you know, sleeping 10, 11, 12 hours practicing for the casket. Right. Like, that's not what I mean. But you need a healthy amount of sleep to be able to handle the demand that maybe you're praying for, or, you know, I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are. And I hope that we can agree to disagree that, you know, our spiritual beliefs don't have to align. But I'm a big believer that sometimes we're praying to God for things and, you know, for certain demands and certain success, yet we can't do the simple things like having a structured time of when we're rising in the morning and a structured time of when we're going to bed at night. And the reason I bring this one up is because it's one that I've personally struggled with. So I want to encourage you, get on some kind of a schedule, right? Say, you you know what, I'm going to be in bed no later than, you know, 11 p.m. so I can be winding down and be asleep no later than 11:45 so that I can rise at 5:15, 5:30, 5:45, whatever that looks like for your lifestyle. And obviously you have to know or have some kind of clarity on what success looks like to you so that you can structure that. But that's number one. What time are you rising in the morning? What time are you going to bed? Because when you talk to very successful people that have accomplished a lot of what they set out to accomplish and set out to do, they have early rising hours. They have structured times that they're going to bed. So keep that in mind. Number two is part of the physical aspect, right? What are you consuming for your daily diet? And listen, I come from a Puerto Rican, Dominican cultural background that loves to eat, okay? So this is no shade to those that actually enjoy food. But here's the other thing about that, right? Everything we put into our bodies is either going to tire it up or fuel it up. And so you want to be mindful of what you're consuming. And this is not to tell you, you got to go vegan or, you know, you got to be a pescatarian. If you eat beef, you're horrible. None of those things. But I'm a firm believer that when you start to listen to your body, you will start to notice when you eat certain foods, right? Oh, wow, this is making me tired. And if we can understand that food is supposed to be fuel, listen to your body. You're not supposed to want to go right to sleep after you eat a lunch, right? That's just you listening to your body. And so I want us to be more mindful of what we're putting into our bodies. And here's why. Again, this kind of piggybacks off of point number one. Many times we're praying for things, we're praying for this success, but you're eating for comfort and not for performance. So here's the issue with that. When you're eating for comfort, a lot of the times, not only can you develop, you know, some issues with that, but you also are going to have a harder time keeping up with the demand of your success, right? Of what you're pursuing. And y'all, I am not perfect. I will not sit here and say that I eat clean 100% of the time, but I can say that in about the last 2 years, I have been a lot more mindful of what goes into my body because it matters, right? It matters obviously for your personal health, physically and internally, but it also matters so that you can keep up with the demand of the success that you're seeking. I hope that that really makes sense for you. Let's move on to number three. What kind of exercise are you practicing, right? Are you going beyond normal movement? Are you pushing yourself to do more than you feel like you're capable at times? You ever go to the gym, right? And you're excited, you're working out. Then you start to feel the burn and you want to stop. I know, because I know that feeling. But the truth is this, you guys, I want you to think about where you are right now. And once you can honestly assess yourself, now you know what type of exercise you need to start practicing. So let me give you an example, because, you know, someone might be listening right now and maybe you're in a rough place with your physical health. I want you to know that you don't have to start out going crazy like that person who's at the gym 7 days a week. Your main goal initially is to shock your body. And what do I mean? Well, if you're working from home and you have no physical activity currently outside of just, you know, walking around the house or running errands or doing whatever, then a shock to your body and a kind of exercise that you can practice is going to be going for a walk. Go outside, get some fresh air, go walk for 30 minutes, go walk for 40 minutes. And that is a shock to your body. Now, let's say maybe you're the person that is out walking every day and that's become a habit for you. I want to challenge you, take pauses through your walk, do a couple squats, maybe do some jumping jacks. Your goal is to just push beyond what you normally feel like you're capable of, because our bodies are insanely amazing. And we don't know what we're truly capable of until we keep pushing. And so, you know, hopefully that helps you out. And I don't want you to sit here and feel like you have to be, you know, the world's next bodybuilder, but our bodies are not meant to be sitting and at rest all the time. Your body is meant to move. And honestly, you'd be surprised what you're capable of when you actually start to move your body. And exercise is really important because it feeds parts of your body that you need so that it can stay healthy, right? It's going to help with your blood flow and a lot of different things. And I don't want to get on like a nutritionist, fitness trainer. This is honestly a journey that I am pushing myself to just be better 1% every day on. And if you can tell yourself, what was my 1% yesterday? And assess that today, your main goal is to just do 1% better than that today. And that's going to look different for every single one of us. But the key is be moving your body. It's a must. Now, number four is, what do you claim to have a passion for in your life, right? What is a major purpose of yours? You know, do you see passion in your life currently? Because these are things that successful people are clear on. They're clear about what they're passionate about in their life. They're clear about their definite major purpose, right? Or their definite chief aim. They are clear on passion in their life. And honestly, for you, you might be listening right now and you may not be clear. And that's the point of this episode, is I want to get you thinking. I want to get you working on your mindset. I want to get you bringing out things in you that maybe you haven't thought about in a while. I know for me, one of the things that I really discovered as I was doing this work, right, as I've been working with mentors and coaches and, you know, top individuals in the industry of just personal development, is I discovered I love to use my voice. And hence, that's how this podcast came out, right? Mindset, Money, and More. But I realized that that was a passion of mine. I realized that for a long time, I struggled to use my voice, right? And to voice the things that I was passionate about or things that I feel like helped me that I know can help someone else. And when I finally figured that out, my passion is to use my voice to help people understand you belong, you're worthy of doing the work, and you can have anything you desire as long as you're willing to do the work. And so start to assess, right? What are you passionate about in your life? What is a major purpose for you? Something else I'm passionate about is the world of financial services and helping people understand that they don't have to take the back seat when it comes to their money, that they can jump in the driver's seat. And it does not matter if you have a spouse, ladies, I'm going to talk to us for a moment. The most heartbreaking thing I used to witness in my career when I was in the world of banking was, you know, a spouse would pass away and then the other person wouldn't know where the mortgage is getting paid to or how much the utilities are. And so these are things that I'm passionate about. So I want to use my voice to communicate and help people understand a world that might be confusing to them. So think about this, right? What are you passionate about? What is your, you know, a definite major purpose of yours? And what are you, what truly is passionate for you? And one way that you can tell what some of these things are for you is think about things that come fairly easy to you that may not come as easy to other people. And so that is one really good way that you can start to assess what are some things that I'm passionate about, right? The things that, like I said, come easier to you or more simple to you than they do to someone else. Those could be some of your things that you're passionate about. Another way that you can tell is, you know, to really start to think about things that you easily get lost in time with, right? I could, you know, be talking to a room of people and just get lost in that. And before you know it, we've been there for 45 minutes and it's been an amazing time. That's one of my passions, right? Same thing with a podcast or being live on social media. I find myself just lost and having the time of my life just giving people things that have helped me. So think about things that help you get lost in time. That's going to lead you to some more things you're passionate about. So that's number four. Now let's move on to number five, right? Are you expressing daily gratitude? This one right here is beyond essential for your life. Because this loops into, do you have a positive mental attitude? We talked about that in another episode, your PMA, positive mental attitude, right? This ties into your spirituality. Are you praying and thanking your creator for things that we can so easily take for granted? Are you extending being kind to others, even when it's hard to be kind, right? And to yourself, because we struggle with that, right? We need to start expressing more freely the kindness to ourselves that we so freely give to others. And do you have a giving spirit? Do you give without the expectation of receiving anything in return? And, you know, I want to talk more about gratitude for just a moment, because I think that a lot of people don't really understand why gratitude is so, so important. You know, gratitude, I feel like, to me, is just a daily reminder of the things that we can so easily take for granted, right? We were talking about physical health and moving your body. You know, gratitude to me sometimes is getting back grounded in being thankful and showing appreciation for a gift that we may take so freely for granted, such as mobility, right? Not to forget that some people don't have that gift of mobility, right? And so, you know, practicing gratitude is going to be so key in your life, because it's almost like a constant reminder that even when we go through really tough times, that one, it could always be worse, right? Let's be real about that. But it's just an expression of your thankfulness and recognizing that most things, if you really think about it, are temporary. You know, there are very few things in life that are literally life or death, right? And so I feel like gratitude is just a constant reminder that we need to stay grounded in what actually is important, right? For some people, you might hear, "Ugh, gratitude," and some people might roll their eyes. But the truth is, I feel like gratitude helps with your mental health. I feel like gratitude helps with your physical health because, again, remember, right? It's a constant reminder of things that we may take for granted, right? I feel like gratitude helps you socially with other people, helping them feel appreciated, and us as humans like to feel that we're appreciated. I feel like gratitude has, you know, a really huge effect on helping people understand their resilience, because sometimes we can go through things in life that will literally make us feel like it's going to take us out. You ever been through something really hard? Yeah, sometimes it can really feel like it's just going to take you out. And I know sometimes talking about gratitude might feel cheesy, but keep in mind that it doesn't have to be like this huge, vague, difficult thing. You can start off really small. Take some time every single day to think about and actually write out, if you're able to, three things minimum that you are grateful for on a daily basis, because that's just going to be a way to enhance more to be grateful for. And can I be real with you? If you're struggling identifying at least three things to be grateful for, we've got to have a side conversation for real, for real. Because I can think of three automatically. If you're listening to this podcast, you are alive, and that in itself is a gift. Maybe you're going through something hard in your life and it doesn't feel like it, but I promise you, you could have woken up and turned on the water and there had not been any water, right? You could have woken up and been living with a chronic illness. You could have woken up and, you know, God forbid something happening to someone that you love. And so understand there's always something for us to practice gratitude on. And when we do that, it's going to have such an amazing effect on your positive mental attitude, such an amazing effect with how you go into prayer, right? A lot of times as believers, we might go into prayer only when things are hard, only when we need to say, God, I need you right now. But the truth is, if you can constantly practice gratitude, you will notice that your prayer starts to change. A lot of times you start to go to God just saying, God, I don't even want anything from you. I just want to thank you. And so I want to challenge you, because it is going to be one of the most amazing things that you start to practice. And little by little, you're going to see a transformation in your life. So that's number five. And honestly, one of my favorite ways for you to get healthier in your life. Now let's wrap it up with number six, which is, are you considering yourself a part of the solution or a part of the problem? Right? So you want to be asking yourself, do you attempt to correct wrongs as they come up, or do you just accept what is and move on? And the reason that I want to bring this up is because as individuals that are working toward, right, that realization of a worthy ideal, you're going to have to become solution oriented. You know, I have a really successful mentor that has taught me, do you want to live life by design or do you want to live life by default? And I want you to think about this, because if you are that person that has just been accepting what is and just kind of going with the flow, what you end up doing is you're just accepting things as they are, not being willing to seek out a solution or not being willing to design instead of accepting things as they are by default. And so I want you to really think about this as you're on your journey to success, because success is not, hey, I've done this thing, hello, I've arrived, right? You're going to continue on this journey, on your journey of success. And I want you to be asking yourself every time something comes up, because things are going to come up. That's a given. I want you to ask yourself, am I deciding, right, by choice to be a part of the solution for this problem? Or am I just going to be a part of the problem and just accept things as they are by default? And as you continue to become more aware about that and you start to make a committed decision that you will be solution seeking, that you will be solution oriented, you will start to realize that as hard things come up, it's not that they're no longer hard, right? They're going to be hard, but you start to attack those things with so much more grace, with so much more posture, with so much more positivity, because you are deciding to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. So listen, I hope that these six things really helped you get an idea to sit down and assess yourself, because my mentor also says you will finesse you more than anyone else will ever. And so this is your moment to get really clear on, where is my health? And again, after we've gone through these six things, we can see that our health is not just physical. It is all encompassing, right? Your gratitude, your level of awareness when it comes to being a solution seeker, you know, your actual physical activity and what you're fueling your body with, your positive mental attitude, all these things. So this is your chance to really get real with yourself and sit down and assess. I don't mean sit down and beat yourself up about what you haven't done or haven't been doing. None of that matters, because it's technically the past. Your goal right now, after you listen to this episode, or maybe as you were listening, maybe you were taking notes, I want you to just really sit down and get real with yourself and assess, you know, how is my health on a scale from 1 to 10, right? And health holistically, a lot of the things we just talked about. How is my health? How's my overall well-being, right? And you get to choose to be as involved in your own life that you're living as you want to, as much as you decide to be. Because again, a lot of people are just going through their days unaware. And you know, one of the greatest gifts, I'll be really honest with you guys, that I could have given myself by doing the work over the last 2 years is my level of awareness. And I will forever be thankful for some of the greatest mentors that I've had over the last couple of years, specifically these last 2 years, because my level of awareness has changed. I know when I'm having a funky day, and I know not to carry that into another day or another week or a whole month. And before, in the past, that's something that I did because I didn't really even know any better. Like, that's what I had been programmed to do. People have bad moments, and if you're not self-aware, that turns into a bad week or a bad month or someone, you know, behaving like they have a bad life. And so I am so grateful for this level of awareness. And I want you to be asking yourself, am I choosing to be as involved as I want to be in my own life, in living my own life and what that really looks like, right? You're not supposed to be on the sidelines, on the bench of your own life. And unfortunately, it's what a lot of us do. You take the bench when it comes to your own life and then wonder why 2, 3, 5 years later, you're living still going with the flow and not by anything that you yourself have decided to design. And so this is your call to action. I need you to get real with yourself. I need you to ask yourself, am I sitting on the sidelines, on the bench, like a benched player in my own life? Because can I be real? No one's coming to save you. And if you're a believer, look, he paid the ultimate price. If you're already saved, literally no one is coming to save you. And so I need you to know that you need to treat your health, like what we assess today, and your overall well-being as one of the most valuable things in life. Because it really is. Think about it. You should not be taking the bench in your own life. That means that you're letting everything externally control or dictate how you do your everyday. And that is why people get to their late 20s, late 30s, late 40s, late 50s, and maybe even later, and decide, man, this is not even the kind of life that I wanted. But then if you ask them to really sit down and look back, how was your overall health? How was your gratitude? Did you physically exercise? How were you fueling your body? What time were you getting up in the morning? Did you have a morning routine, some morning rituals, right? Did you have any passions in your life that you actively pursued, right? Did you consider yourself a part of the solution, or were you always complaining about the problem and just going with the flow? These are all things that if you were to ask someone who's just been going with the flow, were they intentional about any of that? The answer is likely no. So my friend, your call to action is to get real with yourself today. Go back and listen to this again if you need to and take some notes. And I pray that some of these things end up positively influencing your life by application, of course, right? It doesn't happen by chance. It actually happens by intentional change, and that you start to really live out of design and not by default. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 5. And listen, I know I see what's going on in the crypto markets. We're going to talk about it on episode 6, right? Because this episode was actually supposed to be about crypto initially, until we got a lot of the feedback and I was able to really sit down and see what are people really craving and how can we really deliver? How can I really deliver? And so don't worry. Episode 6 is going to be about what's happening in the crypto markets. Honestly, right now is your best chance to be studying. Be a student in this season and don't be scared, right? You got to choose one S over the other, student over scared. And so thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait to see you on episode 6. And as always, I'm grateful for every single one of you, no matter where you are in the world. I appreciate any and every piece of feedback that you want to leave. So make sure that you are subscribing on whatever major platform you're listening to this on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, directly on Anchor, wherever. Your feedback is always appreciated because my only goal is to really serve the way you guys really want me to come serve and give you everything that you're coming here looking for. So I'll see you on episode 6. Mindset, Money, and More is going to be a weekly podcast where I'll be sharing tips, strategies, interviewing amazing guests from all around the world that are amazing at what they do, and also be sending you out tips personally to help you along your journey. Because after all, any area that you want to experience increase in is going to require you working on your mindset. My hope is to really bring my passion and my expertise, especially when it comes to financial services and helping others develop, so that I can really empower, educate, and help lead others into their next level of increase. Follow me on social media at Mindset, Money, and More, or at www.mindsetmoneymore.com. And feel free to subscribe, rate, and comment on all podcast apps.